Hi, and welcome to the In the Cortex podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Paloma Garcia.
And I am Dani Perricone.
And we're the founders of In the Cortex, an online community with programs that show people the tools that they need to change their lives through brain reorganization. No medication, just movement.
When you get your brain out of survival mode and regulate your nervous system, you start to live in the fun, logical part of the brain, the cortex. Subscribe today and learn how to live your best in the cortex life. And now, on to today's episode.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our podcast, the In the Cortex podcast. Today, we are talking about what life looks like and what regulation and just approaching the world looks like after you've done your brain organization. So if you've been listening for a while, you know what this means, right? You've worked on your primitive reflexes. You've worked on your lower brain. You've gotten to that point where you know what true regulation feels like and you can feel regulated most of the time. You've gotten into the subconscious beliefs and you're doing reconnects and really getting into that subconscious. And so we want to think about what it looks like after, because we noticed that a lot of our members sometimes feel that once they've done the program, then life should be like, quote unquote, perfect, you know, and there shouldn't be any other difficulty. They should never be dysregulated again. They should, you know, everything's supposed to be sunshine and daisies forever. And we all know that is not life. So.
Not at all.
Yeah. Let's talk
and
about
this
it.
This is such a great episode, because this is where Paloma and I lie in our lives currently, where we get to, and one of my favorite things is talking about the contrast, the balance, the yin and the yang, if you will, the black, the white. You can't embrace the really good moments if you don't experience what the really yucky feels like, right? And I think our favorite thing to talk about is being a human. And the human element of having an emotion is so beautiful, because it can take you places that when you're ready to experience and go through it, you can learn so much more about yourself. And I think for me, like, I love showing our members that I'm emotional and I have my own stuff, because I have two kids, I have all these things happening, and I'm always in different relationships, like where I'm learning about people for the first time. And I maybe, you know, they're newer relationships or still feeling each other out and trying to figure out what are your values, what are mine. And then you'll find a moment where you'll like hit on a point where it hits something, right? And that person's experiencing it one way and I'm experiencing it a different way. And then it brings up emotion and you're like, whoa, it's not actually about that person ever. And that's my favorite thing as being a human is knowing that anything that happens to me now is happening for me. It's happening to help take me deeper into what else I get to learn about myself. And I will trade that feeling over and over for what I used to feel of just constant dysregulation. Like, I would wake up, my feet would hit the ground, and I was just in such a survival state that I never actually knew what it meant to like feel and know what emotions were, because I was just constantly chaotic, right? And now that I have breaks of that and I like literally get to embrace this beautiful world we live in. And I know that sounds like so like just whimsical and, you know, cheesy, but it's true. There's so much beauty around us and I couldn't see it before. Totally. And I get to now take a step back and look at all of it. But then when a moment hits, it's hard. I go, okay, cool. I get to go deeper into like this. And I can also now advocate for myself in a calm way, like saying, hey, that really hurt when you said it like that. And maybe it's not my job to tell other people, you know, what hurts my feelings or not, but I want to show people that we all have emotions and it's okay to have hard conversations and try to figure out the repair. And that's where we're at. We're in the repair of when things get kind of, you know, challenging.
And I think I agree. I think that also There's just so much, right, when that we go through in our day-to-day lives. And I think maybe let's go through a few examples of like what it does look like, right? So like, for example, I was going to text you about this yesterday. I had an interview on national television yesterday.
You're so good. So good. Salon. Muy bien. Muy bien.
And muy bien. It was in Mexico. And I had been interviewed before when I had my other way before In the Cortex, when I had my other company, remember, like the food thing, blah, 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 boring. But I was interviewed a few times on the media, because my mom does PR, so she's able to find me these things. It's not like we're paying for anybody to like get us these interviews. They just happen because my mom, knows
Like a boss.
people that need somebody to talk about autism, for example, yesterday. And then it was about healthy food when I was, I don't know, 19, way before I had done my brain work, my own brain organization. And I remember being like, I'm not somebody that ever has like a difficulty with public speaking or anything like that. I'm very, I don't know, I just don't have like my morals not very present. My fear paralysis is really not there. So I don't really get tongue tied or whatever. But I remember that time. I mean, it's a big deal. You're in this room with like all these people, these massive cameras on your face. People are like, have like the little earpieces and they're like, okay, go 1, 2, 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blah, blah. And you're just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I remember when I got there that time, I was 19 and I was like, OMG, I was freaking out and I didn't have these tools. And I remember, I think I just like took a big sip of water and was like, I literally like blacked out the first like minute and a half of the interview. I did great. Thank goodness. I'm just like good at that talk of like when I'm
You
blacked
don't
out
remember.
from stress, nobody can tell. The Lord said nothing. And I was like, and then I, you know, we've all been there, right? Where you at first you're like, whoa, and then I just settled into it. And then I was fine. This time, I kept like waiting to get nervous because my mom would be like, I'm nervous. My friends would be like, how are you feeling? And I'm like, great. Like, it's going to be amazing. I never doubted it. Also, I had been told it was going to be like a 6-minute interview. It ended up being a 30-minute interview. Like, I was there for 30 minutes. It's shorter because of like all the commercials and stuff because it's like actual TV. But I was like, okay, great. I genuinely did not feel nervous once, Danny. Like, I did a reconnect before I went. I did my brain work in the morning because I didn't want it to like hit me when I got to the studio. I felt like I was talking to you, like, and there just happened to be a different kind of microphone and a weird television, this camera. And I was like, how cool is this? Like, I was able to be super present and like really connect with the woman who was interviewing me. I didn't even have to worry about like thinking like, oh, what am I supposed to say about this? What am I supposed to say about that? My key messaging, that my mom had told me about, but we didn't actually get to do a media training before, but I know this stuff because my mom does this. Like, I've heard so many things. And I had been reviewing them before and all this stuff. I didn't even have to think about it. I just sat down and had an organic, great conversation with her. She got her niece to reach out to me because she wants to do in the cortex afterward, like all these things. And I was like, how cool was
Love
that?
it.
I genuinely, it was just like another moment of another day. It was
I love
great.
it.
So
You're
that was
so
one of those
good.
moments where I was like, thank goodness for brain work, because how many people, and she even said, she's like, you're so chill. You've done a lot of these before. And I was like, actually, I haven't. Thank you. And it's actually my
My
brain
brain
work.
work.
It's my brain work. Just kidding. That's not how you say brain work. I just thought it was so cool and I was very proud of myself. And that clearly had not been the case the last time. So that's one example of like going into a very new situation that's very different, could be very overwhelming, could be very triggering, right? And my body was like, you got this.
Well, yeah.
You're good. Yeah.
It wasn't a real threat.
Exactly. It's
It
just
was
a
like, yeah,
different, it's
you
just
could
something
mess
different.
up. Yeah, you could mess up on live television, but the worst thing that happens is what? Oh, you're a human. And the people who don't like that, then they don't have to follow us and they don't have to go seek out more. You know, it's like, I love that part. That's why I love that you shared that. And I think I wish everyone could experience this because that's literally why we're doing this, is because we just want everyone to feel that feeling you just talked about. Like, this was me before. And then here's me after. And I can totally attest to the same thing because I used to be mortified to do public speaking. And now I love it. And I'm like, put me in front of a crowd, let me talk about whatever, mainly brain stuff, obviously. But, and I just love being, that's also where we both shine, right? And, but before it was like the brain. I remember when I did those small presentations at the first place I worked at, and I was so nervous every day. And I was like, oh my gosh, is everything going to be okay? And then I would like turn bright red, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. And then as I did my brain work, I was like, wait, we're all human. Like, you're not a tiger trying to bite my head off and attack me. This is not a threatening, true threatening situation. So when you can get out of that and experience like that magical moment you had yesterday was so rad. And you did amazing. And I meant to tell you that before we started recording. But honestly, I was like, dang, that's my business partner, girl. You get him. Like, I was so pumped for you. And I was like, see, we are in Espanol, by the way, too. So if you have any
Thank
Spanish speaking friends, please tell them our program has been translated by the amazing Paloma. So, So, yeah, that's one awesome, like really noticeable shift, right? That you experience life after, dysregulation. This is what regulation looks like, where you just roll with it. And another big one that I deal with daily is just interacting with other humans. And in not in the space on like my working space, because it's very established that we're the, the source of information and, people come to us and it's a different dynamic. I'm talking about dynamics like where, we're working with other people when it's involved in a situation where there's not an established role for all of us. And we're trying to come together and learn about each other's lives for the first time. And one person says something, and then another person says another thing, and then now we have a fight, right? And it's my favorite thing is to like go inward and be like, okay, what is that in me? And that's their stuff. It's not mine. I'm at peace knowing that. And so when you're coming out of all of this, you don't take things personal anymore. Even when they're meant to be truly personal, you're just like, that's not my stuff. Like, you can come at me, but that's not, I do not accept that. And so I've gotten so much better at that and just being like, no, I don't want it. But I still have moments where I have a human moment, and I had one this morning and I cried and I was like, that hurt my feelings. Like, I have feelings and it's okay to cry. It's okay to have feelings, but are you going to let those feelings dictate how you now interact with people? Are you going to start to do
A
things? And
hundred
like
percent.
Danny in the past, for sure, would have been full send, let's go. You don't you dare come at me like this. And instead, this time I was like, you know what? This is hurtful. And I don't like the way that felt. And I'm going to share that with you. So that way, if we want to continue having something together, we know how to approach each other differently. And I think that's
100%. I mean, how many times
important.
have you and I done that?
Oh, all
Where
the
we're like,
time.
oh, I thought this. Oh, I thought you thought this. No, because you were upset because of this. And I thought you were upset because of this. And we're like, ah. And it's just talking about those things, just expressing it. And I think you hit the nail on the head there, because expressing your feelings is often seen as like, a weaker situation or like a weaker position to be in, right? Like often, of course, associated with women because we live in a patriarchy, let's be honest. So don't be a girl, right? You're crying like a girl, all that stuff. And so we often don't want to be that person. We
Strong.
want to be somebody who can connect on a logical, whatever way. Excuse me, relationships are not logical. Relationships are emotional. That's what they are. So obviously they're gonna stir up our emotions. And like, I'm getting so distracted by these guys behind me. Sorry. But like, that's also where like being able to talk about these things in a way that is not gonna also make you like lose it, right? So being able to say, hey, A, B, C, D, this is what happened. I felt this way. I cried earlier. It was terrible. And I want you to know this because I want to move forward with you, as opposed to being like, I'm just trying to, and remembering like me before being like, I
Forget
just like got super angry, like I got annoyed when you said that because, bah, and you just like start crying in front of your friend or whatever it is, or like you just get so angry at somebody and you're just like, ugh. Or you get a text message that you weren't expecting and you just get so nervous and like, oh, that used to happen to
Rattled.
me all the time. And I'd be like, why do they hate me? Or like that kind of, we've all been there. And this is where you get to the point where
You can separate
you
it.
exactly, that's it.
You
You
can
look at the
separate it.
emotion, you feel the emotion, and then you're able to look back at it and be like, oh, okay, let's talk about
Exactly.
that. Or let's not talk, because sometimes it's not about the other person. That's where it's
No.
important too, where you say, okay, what about the situation made me feel that way? Was somebody actively being like not a good friend? Because if that's what it was, I'm gonna go talk to them. But if this was something that had nothing to do with me and somebody was just like hanging out without me, what you and I were talking about the other day or earlier today, like, was it about me or is it just like a dinner party that you weren't invited to? Right? Like, where and why does that hit me so bad? Because that used to be a big one for me. Like we were saying earlier, just like feeling like everybody was excluding me all the time. And it also, like, at some point I did talk to my friends about it and they're like, you always say no. So, like, we stopped inviting you.
There
And
you
I was like, that's
go.
true. I do like to be at home. So that's where being able to reframe that and not stay in that anger and that emotion. And like, look at how many people have these fraught relationships because of this stuff, because they're not even able to look back at it and say, oh, that's why that hurts. That's why I feel this way. I'm going to work on it. They just build and build and build this resentment and either
Imploding.
explode or
Yeah.
implode or start to, you know, lose friendships left and right and just get into all these arguments and fights and stuff
Yeah.
because of all this stuff, right? You're not
100%.
able to get to that point.
Yeah, it's always it's like so the way it happens is like let's just say like a situation occurs and it'll come through the way you see it, right? So that's your perception on reality. That's how you see the world, and we all see everything differently. And that's why we have to look at our subconscious beliefs, because our programming from childhood is going to show up for the rest of your life and every relationship you have. Please hear this for the people in the back. Like, you need to hear how important this is. The first 7 years of your life, you are just downloading and receiving from your environment how your parents, your caregivers, your teachers, your schools, every part of what you were in is how you are now perceiving what things are happening to you. So that situation is going to be your foundation for how you approach everything in life. And so when something happens to me, I immediately want to go think about what was my foundation? When did I feel that same feeling? And this will always take me back to something that happened in my childhood of a situation between friends when I didn't have as many tools and I acted a certain way and it ended up this way, right? And then it leaves that imprint on you. And so then you act from a space of fear of if I go into this again, will that be the same result? And it's really like we look at it, it's just like it's a wound. Like imagine you just had like a giant gash in your arm and it never healed. And so every time someone comes by and brushes up on that same wound, it'll just start to bleed again, right? And that's what's happening with all of us adults. And I see it so much, and I just want so badly just to go over, because that's where then my empathy brain comes in too hard, and I just can feel how that person's feeling about the situation. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just want to make everyone feel happier and authentic and at peace with being like, right now I feel sad because this happened. I know it wasn't you, but this is how it hit my filter. And now here's what I can do about it. And oftentimes we want to change everybody else's behavior. We want everyone else to change their behavior on how they approach me because that makes me feel better, right? And the problem with that is that that's impossible. You literally can't do it. You can't change anyone else's behavior. You can walk away from certain things that aren't serving you. You can shift and put new boundaries up for how things aren't serving you. But you can't ultimately change anybody else. So you have to be the person that says, I'm going to go heal this in me, and I'm going to go take care of this. I'm going to go give myself. For me, I'm trying to think of like what my trigger point was of like feeling like whatever it was that was coming through to me. So sometimes I sit with it for a minute. I'm like, what is coming through? And it
Of
takes a
course.
minute
It
to
sometimes
come
takes
through.
longer than a
Days,
minute, days,
weeks.
weeks,
Yeah. Sometimes
months,
you don't want to,
years.
right? Sometimes you don't want to deal with it, right? And you
Because you
like
don't
just
want to.
keep
And you're like, oh,
pushing it down because you're
I'll
like,
talk about that later.
it's so scary to think about that feeling again. And it's like, I don't want to rehash it. We're not saying go rehash and relive the trauma.
Absolutely
We're
not.
saying find that signature feeling of maybe you weren't feeling seen or maybe you weren't feeling heard. And that is the same pattern you experience in your childhood over and over. So then you keep attracting, you keep bringing in new relationships that are testing that exact thing for you to learn that lesson of you need to go hear yourself. As soon as you can hear yourself, then you'll be able to match that with other people, and then they will hear you.
Yeah, and
And
that's where we always say it's like you put on like filter on your glasses, right? And the filter on your glasses says, I'm not heard. And so you go around the world and you're like, why does nobody ever listen to me? Why did they not pay attention to me? Why did I told them this thing? And that's because that's what your brain thinks. And we've talked about this before on the podcast, but let's like talk about the neurological piece there. The brain always wants to confirm what it already believes, quote unquote, to be true, even when it's not actually true. It's not logically true. So these beliefs, I'm not heard, that you got when you're in childhood, that's not true. You're somebody who, of course, if you decide you want to be heard, of course you're going to be heard by other people, right? And respected and listened to and all that. But your primitive brain doesn't understand that. Your primitive brain, your subconscious brain has no logic, has no context. It's only there to really shape the way that you're approaching the world. Because remember, our brains are really wired for survival. They're wired to keep safe at all costs, right? And that's where you encounter these situations. And then you can see something. And we've talked talking about this all the time, where two people experience the same thing and one person sees one very different way than the other. One person sees it as an attack, as a terrible thing, as something really mean. And the other one's like, wait, what? How did what didn't happen? Right. And so that's where our filters come in. And the other piece about it that I wanted to talk to you about when you were talking about how something very big can like create an impact on you emotionally. That impact is also felt in your central nervous system, in your brain, and in your body. So it can be capital T trauma or lower T trauma. And we've talked about this so many times. I know, but I really want to like kind of really bring it home because our when our body, when our brain perceives a situation that is very, very hurtful or very, very impactful, I should say, to our emotions. Our emotions are the way that our brain interprets what's going on. So if you have this extreme emotion, the brain says, oh my goodness, I better keep myself safe. I'm going to remember this thing that happened. I'm going to really store this really, really, really down deep so that if it ever happens again, I know how to react. And I know that this was a very hurtful, very whatever situation, right? And that's where that emotion takes over when we're not out of our primitive brain, when we're still in that survival mode, right? And that's where a lot of us get stuck in like the emotion and the really the rush that you get from just being angry at somebody or sad about something or upset or whatever it is. That's where once you organize the brain, that huge blow up that you're feeling, that's just like your entire body going, that dissipates because your logical brain is able to say, oh my gosh, that was not that big of a deal. Why did I get so, that's what we're saying, right? Why did I get so upset when I was 19? Or why did I get so annoyed when I was, 25 years old about this one thing that always happened to me? And now I can look at it and be like, oh, silly goose. Like that wasn't that big of a
Absolutely.
deal, right? It's just the primitive brain being sneaky. The primitive brain is so sneaky. It's always like sneaking into your life and into all of your conversations and all of the situations that you lived through, trying to be like, is there going to be survival here or over there? Over there. Is there a threat? Threat, 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 right?
100%.
So that's where once you have that primitive brain kind of calm and able to regulate on its own and understand the communication with the logical brain, that's where all of this growth comes in.
Oh my gosh, so true. And I feel like for me, as you're talking about that, like I would have that physiological reaction and I could feel, I'm like, this is real. And when someone tells you to calm down, you're in the middle of a Pons attack, we'll call it. Like your survival brain is turned on and you think you need to survive for your life. Someone's like, calm down. You're like, how do I turn off all the cortisol and the adrenaline pumping through my body right now? I cannot. So
I
it's like the worst.
cannot.
So that calm down is going to be prompted very quickly with, I'm going to throw something at you now because
Exactly.
I can't calm down and I need to now get this out of my system. So that's why we always
Absolutely.
tell parents, if you're working with kids, if you see this happening, this is why we love working with GRID too, is that nurtured parenting. So when your kids
Yes.
become dysregulated, they're borrowing your brain because they're like, hey, you got more resources than me. Yeah. So can you help me out right now? I'm falling apart and I need you to show me regulation and model calm behavior so I know what that looks like in the future. And my
Exactly.
5-year-old has taken me there. Like my 8-year-old has taught me so much. It's like amazing what our kids bring to us. And then my 5-year-old has taught me, oh my gosh, when I was 5, all I needed was for somebody to just show me that regulation and hold me when I became dysregulated. And I didn't get that as a kid. And my parents and I, we talk about this openly. So there's no, they know about this. And they just didn't know either, right? So we're all
Exactly.
just like generationally breaking these cycles. And so now when I see my 5-year-old dysregulate, I'm like, whoa, girl, I know what's up with you. You're in your pawns. I know you don't mean that you want a new mom. I know you want this mom. Like you, by the way, you can't, just FYI.
Just saying,
Saying like there's no new mom for you.
yeah.
And I just go and I hold her and she might fight me and push me off a little bit, but I just stay there and I stay calm.
She
When I
loves
was
it, yeah.
5, I was literally told, you're overreacting, you're too sensitive, calm down. And I was like shamed and pushed away, right? So then I'm sitting as a 5-year-old little girl who's like, what do I do with these big feelings, right? And
Yes,
now as a
exactly.
freaking adult, I'll get a similar signature thing comes up where I'm in a relationship, my emotional like attachment and my, needing to be comforted in these big emotional things that relationships bring up, like Wilma just said. And if I don't have someone there to help me anchor in, then I'm like, oh my gosh. And I get real, real cray. And this is where I'm like, that's my wound. So now that I'm out of survival mode, I can see it. And I'm like, now I know what I need. But guess what? I can't ask my partner to give it to me if I can't give it to myself first. So this is the whole reparenting thing. So now when I'm dysregulated, I need to go work on my go-to tools. And this is why, like, life after creeping and crawling, you still want to keep it going, FYI. But you now need to bring in some other supports. Like, what else can help you? And for me, journaling is great. Going for walks is great. Being in nature, putting up boundaries. Oh my gosh, putting up boundaries is so great, right?
Huge.
So you start to go through what other things you need to support you. And so I'm right now parenting kids who need things, but at the same time, they're triggering the things in my childhood that I didn't get. So now
There
I'm
we go.
parenting myself, and it's a trip. So that's why this parenting program that we have coming out April 8th is going to be mind-blowing, because it's not just parenting, like, tell your kids what to do and they obey you.
No.
It's about
Yeah.
you showing them how to do it.
And showing yourself that you're able to, and
Yes.
showing yourself what you, that you can give your kids what they want and what they need, and yourself. And you also don't need to always be looking outward for ways to parent. And again, I'm not a parent, but I feel like
That's
there's
it.
so much like seeking, like, tell me what to do. What am I supposed
Yeah.
to do about this? What am I, somebody tell me what to do. And it's like, you're the parent. Follow your intuition. But we
Don't know
live in
what
a
that
society,
is.
again, society's expectations.
Vacations.
Okay. Like, that is like, you don't know anything. You're a
Yeah.
first time mom. Ew, read a
Yeah.
thousand books. And I'm going to
Yeah.
tell you exactly what to do. And so parents feel so disempowered. Is that a word?
Yes, it is.
Disempowered. They feel so disempowered because they're like, okay, you tell me what to do. But then this other expert told me another thing. And then this other expert told me another thing. So by nurturing yourself, you're really teaching yourself how to listen to your own intuition and to go with your gut. Because some people are going to like one method for their kids of parenting or of just, you know, morals and values in general, and another family is going to like the other one. And so that's where you, once again, you connect with your intuition, you connect with your primitive brain, and you're able to truly feel out who you do listen to. Because I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to anybody. These, I mean, we are the people, that, one of the people that you're listening to now, if you're listening to this podcast, right?
Yeah.
But it's about finding which ones do align with you and removing the pressure of like having to be the perfect parent, having to be this and that. And we say it all the time. Nobody leaves childhood unscathed. So
So true.
let's be realistic here. You can
Yeah.
do what you can, and this is going to help you get to that point where you actually can do the best that you can and be the best parent that you want, that you are meant to be, right? If you
Yeah.
are a parent. If you're not, then you should just join our regular program, because it's still going to be great for you.
But if you're thinking about having kids, you should definitely start thinking about this process now, because you will find, and most of us think that we're fine, like Paloma said, right? Like, oh, you know what? Yeah, my dad yelled at me. Yeah, I got spanked. Yeah, I had all this stuff happen to me when I was a kid, and I turned out fine. And
I'm
we're
fine,
doing
yeah.
air quotes fine, because what is fine, right? And we're going to
There we
talk
go.
about what that is in our nurturing program, because, you know, we were just talking about this too. Like, Paloma came from parents that got divorced. My parents didn't get divorced, and I find myself having more challenges than Paloma sometimes. And, you know, so it's like, what is fine? Like, what is
Totally.
okay? And I love that you said that it's about you getting to tune into what is your values and what, because we all, Paloma sees the world different than I do. And I don't live by her values. We align on a lot of
And
things.
many,
We
yeah.
have a lot of agreements on mostly everything we do, but we have things that we just like Paloma, I was like, hey, I love this. And she's like, I don't. And she's like, I love this. And I'm like, I don't.
I don't.
So that's where we're like, we can now work together. And we're a
Yes.
beautiful partnership because we have different strengths. And we work so well together, but we're so different and we have different values, but we still line up on, we do need to address the root. And this is
Exactly.
where me having my values and being very clear on what my values are from before I had kids, and even just when I approach friendships and relationships, like,
Yes.
here's what I,
Yes.
here are my values. This is what I see. And if I find that there's a friendship or a relationship or anything that's not fitting into that value system, I have to really take a step back and be like, does this align with me? Do I want to continue this? Because if I don't address it, then it'll blow up. It'll get bigger and it'll
100%.
yeah.
And
And
that's not something you can do when your brain is still disorganized, when you're
no.
still in survival mode. These are all things. That's why this podcast is what it is, right? It's about
Yeah.
what does it look like after you've done this brain work, after you've gotten to that solid place where you regulate, you know yourself better, you're constantly working on yourself, and that's life, right? Working on yourself constantly.
Totally.
And I love it. It's hard.
It's hard, but it's
It's
so
not
worth it.
very easy, but it's so worth it because you discover things where you're like, oh my goodness gracious. Every day I'm like, just
I
get to know
know.
myself a little better.
I know it's true. And then I love getting to know myself better while I'm doing it with my kids too. And it
Yes.
like, and I didn't realize that like my son coming home and telling me everything wasn't what was happening in everyone's homes. Like most
Right.
kids don't go home and tell their parents everything. And they're like, how do you have that relationship? I was like, well, Axel just knows that I'm human too. And I'm
Yeah.
working on my stuff and I'll dysregulate. And I'm like, mom's got to go take care of this. And I show him what repair looks like. So I show him. And it doesn't mean that I'm perfect. It doesn't mean that I've got it all figured out. It just means that we're doing something that is so authentic and so raw. And like he's watching my transformation as a human
Yes.
as he's transforming. And like, dude, Paloma, he got hit with the baseball yesterday in the batter's box by his coach. Okay. So if
Oh.
you've been listening, you know, Axel in sports has come so far. His
Yes.
biggest fear was getting hit with the baseball.
Hit. Oh my
He
gosh.
got hit. I saw it happen and I was like, And I had no emotion. I didn't go into
There
mom like freak out mode, like,
we
like, you know, it was just
go.
like, I was just like, oh, let's see what he's gonna do. And he like stood there for a minute. The coach walked up to him and was like, all right, buddy, you okay? You okay? And he was really like rubbing, like, oh, that really hurt. It did hurt. He beamed him
Yeah.
pretty good.
Ouch, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's the thing that's gonna have to happen. And then I was like, oh, I wonder what he's gonna do about it. And I just sat in my car and watched. And I was like, Siggy, he just got, I was actually talking to someone. I was like, ooh, Axel just got hit with a ball. And then I watched him. He like shook it off. I knew it hurt. And he got back into the batter's box and ripped the next one. And if
Yes.
anyone knows Axel's journey with baseball,
This is huge.
he would step out of the batter's box and swing 10 seconds delayed for every
Oh,
pitch. And
yeah.
now he's getting hit by, in less than one season later, getting hit by a ball by his coach that he trusted and was like, bro, you did me dirty. How did you do that? You know?
Yeah.
And he got back in and did it. And I was like, that is what this is all about, is like,
Exactly.
you're going to have adversity and you're going to have it over and over and over. Do you want to deal with the same adversity over and over, or do you want to deal with new ones that take you to bigger and better places? Right.
Yeah.
And that's what ITC is rooted in, is let's look at that foundation. Let's shift it so it's really aligned with your values and how you want to live your life. And now you get to decide what life you live. And it takes time to get
Exactly.
there, but it's so incredibly
It's so
awesome.
worth it. It's
It's
so
so
worth it.
worth it. And it's
Yeah.
not always easy, but that's why we're here in our WhatsApp group, our Facebook group, our emails. We are in
100%.
your program. We are
We have tons of
responding to
like people that are,
you.
yeah, that have one-on-one sessions
Yeah.
and they have like private coaching. I mean, that we have so much stuff that we're here to offer and like really support because we've been through it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the best. So
Anyway,
dysregulation
yes.
after brain work is so much easier. It's like you can get
Yes.
over something in minutes versus talking about it for weeks and years, right?
Exactly.
And that's what we want the whole world to experience. So what are you waiting for? Come over here and creep with us.
In that on that note, yeah, if you want to sign up, literally
Sure.
do it. And use promo code Brainiac because we're all brainiacs, and that will get you $10 off your first payment of our program. And remember, we're starting today, actually, if you're listening to this on the 8th, the program with Greer Kirschenbaum. You can sign up at any time. We recommend signing up as soon as possible just so you can be on the live calls, but it's all going to be recorded. So if you ever can't make a call or whatever, you can always email us your questions or put them in the WhatsApp group. But yeah, it's going to start on the 8th, which is, I guess, today, if you're listening to this today. And it's going to be amazing. We really are going to work through all the stuff that we talked about today to really help our members get to that point where they feel like they are connected with their intuition, their true selves, and they really are nurturing themselves and being able to nurture their kiddos and really getting that brain organized.
Yeah, so
And okay, social media in the cortex underscore US is our Instagram. In underscore the underscore cortex is our TikTok. In the cortex underscore ESP is our Spanish Instagram. Please follow us. We only have 200 followers on there. So it would be nice to have a little more. We also have Facebook in Spanish is the same, in the cortex underscore ESP. Facebook in English is Facebook is in the cortex US. We need to just like record an intro because this is getting
an
to be a lot.
outro. You should
An
just do
outro,
it.
sorry.
Just
An
cut all
outro. I'll
this.
just do it. I'll do it this week. And oh, and our website is back up. Woo! So inthecortex.com. And always email us and reach out to us and share this with your friends. Let's spread the word that the brain can change and life can get so much easier. And yeah, if you have any people in Mexico City, send them my way.
Hola.
Okay. Hola.
Muy
I mean,
bien.
adios. Okay.
Adios.
Gracias. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.